Then Peter spoke up. "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." I understand that this might feel rushed, but I wanted to finish this passage because it ties in well with the difficulty of Jesus' teaching on divorce. These verses incorporate 3 essential tenets of the Christian faith. Understanding these 3 things help us grasp what it is actually like to follow Jesus. First, the call to discipleship is one that requires complete surrender, and that is exceptionally difficult. Second, with man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Third, our reward is promised to us in heaven when we follow Jesus. Remember, it's not easy, but it's worth it. The rich young man had led an exemplary life by his own account. And kneeling at the feet of Jesus, he wondered how his bountiful current reality could then continue on into his eternal reality. And Jesus loved this man. And noticing his physical posture of submission, he tested his heart's posture of submission by telling him to go sell all he had and give it to the poor. This grieved the man because it was an exceptionally hard thing for him to do, as it would be for most, if not all of us, if we're all being honest. But notice that discipleship is not a call into comfort. It is a process of self-denial and service that leads to further trust and dependence on God. God might not be asking you to sell everything you own. Instead, he might be asking you to align with his design for sex and marriage, even though it is extremely difficult for you to do so. In fact, as the disciples noticed, some of what God asks us to do is seemingly impossible. The idea is that it is impossible. If you are following Jesus in such a way that you can do it all on your own, like the rich young man was doing, then you most likely aren't growing in your walk. Living your life in a manner that is worthy of the calling requires the Holy Spirit to do the impossible in your life and in your heart. And finally, in response to the fact that the disciples left everything to follow him, they had demonstrated their submission to the Lord. Jesus promised them the eternal life that the rich young ruler was asking about. Your reward is Christ, now and forevermore. That's the reward. Live your life in such a way that you are convinced of this reward. You know, Judah asked me last night, he said, "Once you're in heaven, can you get kicked out?" The 5-year-old. I was like, no, right? If you're convinced you have the reward, people of God, recognize this, you can't lose the reward. I've said several times this morning that the Christian life is not easy, but it's... That was very convincing. Thank you. You'll get there next week. The call to discipleship is an invitation from Jesus for us to not hold so tightly to the things of this world. We've got to realize this, that we're being tricked. We're being distracted and bamboozled into thinking that serving our own interests leads us to some sort of personal satisfaction. The easy and wide path has lured us all in, myself included. But you know, and I know, that that really isn't working. Jesus offers us the narrow way that promises us real truth and real life. And no matter how difficult the path of discipleship is, the promise is that he will be with you every step of the way, and that your soul will find rest and complete satisfaction, what we're really yearning after, what we're really chasing. It's found in Christ and Christ alone. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know that there's a spectrum of people in this place, and you know that, God, and we all want to know you more, and we want to increasingly be aligned with you. We all want to move just one tick further into your likeness. And so I pray now, God, that we would recognize that true life is found in you. That you alone are the source of truth, that you in fact are our Father, and that you know best. And that you also invite us in to wrestle with you about these topics. But God, that's part of the discipleship process, that we would stay engaged with you, that we would read your word, that we would rely upon you, and that we would step out in faith. We would be more self-sacrificial as you taught us to be, God. Lord Jesus, we want what you want for our lives. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.